Joining me on the phone now is Carterville native, currently in Nashville, Jeremy Finley. He's written a new book, and we're going to find out all about it. Good morning, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm good, Robert. How are you? Listening to your forecast sounds very similar to what we're expecting in Nashville. I think we're all ready for just some consistent days of sunshine and warmth, please.
Yeah, we're looking for spring, and I'm having a terrible, terrible feeling. We're going to skip right over spring and hit June with about 90 degrees.
And I'm looking for some Carbondale, about 95 degrees and humidity coming up pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, that's all the fun that Carbondale entails.
That's right.
But you went to Carbondale, you graduated SIU, so talk a little bit about that. How do you go from Carterville, you're now an investigative journalist in Nashville with a lot of Emmys under your belt, and now you're an author. How do you make that journey?
Well, I would say that the credit all goes to the teachers that I had at Carterville High School, the professors that I had at SIU. I've always been a huge reader, and my literature teachers in Carterville really kind of lit that fire in me. And I knew that I wanted to be a writer, and journalism fit, and it became my first love, and then I never forgot about how much I wanted to be an author. It just took quite a time to get here.
Okay. And your book is The Darkest Time of Night, and it's about UFOs, correct?
To some degree. it begins as a political thriller. I think that what I set out to do is really write a story that we could all identify with, and that is what would happen if someone we loved suddenly disappeared. And that's the premise of this book for a family in Nashville that has strong political ties. Their loved one disappears and no one can find him, and it forces the matriarch of the family, the grandmother of the family, to revisit her own past to try to find him. So it's very much along the thriller vein, and then steps pretty quickly into the Stranger Things X-Files world.
Okay, now Stranger Things and X-Files. Now, what type of, you know, kind of reader would like that? It's, you know, if they like X, they'll like this, you know, something like that. I mean, what kind of crowd is this geared to? I know you'd like to think everyone on the planet, but, you know, who's the market for it?
You know, I can only turn to the books that I love, and I'm a huge reader, but one of my favorites is, of course, Stephen King. So if you like Stephen King, this book is going to work, I think, just for you. And if you like thrillers, even political thrillers, I'm hoping that you're going to pick this up and like it as well.
I'm sure. And now the online description says one of the main characters attended U of I. Is there any way we can assume that's a stand-in for SIU? And maybe anything familiar we might notice? Any details a sharp reader might pick up?
It's not a bad question. I had to actually, the main character worked at the University of Illinois while her husband was in law school. So that's the connection there. But I've got some plans for some Southern Illinois-related material coming up in the near future.
Okay. Now, did you say that this was inspired by real events, or was it a complete fiction?
So it is a complete work of fiction. It's okay. Completely out of my imagination, but I will say that my mother-in-law, who lives still in Carterville to this day, surprised us all years ago when she told the story of how when she was working while her husband, my father-in-law, was in law school, that she actually worked as a secretary in an astronomy department at a university in Illinois, and at that time she part of her job was to take messages for a professor who did research into UFOs and alien abductions. And when she told us that story and all the bizarre messages she would take for him, that really kind of lit a fire in my head to tell this story.
Now, how do you go, I mean, I know you have a lot of integrity, you're a journalist for crying out loud, but how do you start, I mean, separate your journalist career from your author career and start, you know, spinning a tale of fiction? I mean, how do you say, well, this was inspired by true events, you put that on hold for a minute, and then you elaborate and go from there?
So, you know, it's a lot of the same process in the sense that whatever I want to write, I want to be as believable as possible. Mm-hmm. Obviously, in my investigative work as a reporter, everything is based on the truth and the facts that I can come up with. But I really want the reader to feel the same way when they're reading a work of fiction. I really try to bring as much realism and details and fact base to whatever I'm writing. And so if there is a comparison between the two, it is the fact that I really want to bring as much details and facts as much as possible to what I'm writing, whether it's journalism or if it's fiction.
Now, I always wondered this when doing anything creative, how far in the process do you get? And it's maybe because I've never done anything creative in my life, but when you start writing something, do you think, oh gosh, that was something else that was stuck in the back of my head, I can't use that anymore, scratch that out? Does that ever happen?
Oh, absolutely. I got up at 5 o'clock this morning and started to write and realized about an hour in that everything I had written was pretty awful. And so just hit that delete button and start again. It really is part of the process that you just write and you edit and you edit and you rewrite a million times until finally you get to the point where you're somewhat satisfied with it.
All right, now your book, The Darkest Night, comes out in June. What day specifically?
So it's going to come out on June 26th. It's going to be online and in all your favorite bookstores across the country. We're going to have a book signing at the Barnes & Noble on June 30th at 1 o'clock. So I'd love for people, if you want to come out and meet, I'd love to meet you, sign some books, talk about SIU and Southern Illinois. I'd love to see everybody, but the book officially comes out on the 26th. You can pick it up then, but I'll be in Carbondale on the 30th.
Carbondale on the 30th, the Barnes & Noble. We try to get to some 95-degree weather for you.
I would be thrilled if you could deliver that kind of weather right now. I'm tired of the gloom. I know everybody else is too.